It was a dark, dark night. The storms were raging, and the skies were crashing.
And Shazam! Welcome to the Max and Lou Show, guys. My name is Max.
My name is Lou.
This is episode 8 of our podcast. If it wasn't abundantly clear, this is we're going to talk about Shazam today. That will be our key feature, our key moment that we will talk about, our hot topic, if you will. We're trying to get sponsored by them, that's all.
Shazam!
All right, so...
We just got back from seeing Shazam in theaters, XD.
Yeah, it was XD. And you know what? It was kind of interesting, the size of that theater. Because, like, you really do have to look left and look right to see different things happen when it's, like, a big landscape. Like, no spoilers yet, but, like, when he walks into that cave and you see he's in his chair all the way on the right and then he's walking toward him all the way from the left, like, you wouldn't, if you can't see both those things at the same time. You have to, like, look left and look right. It's a very big screen. I do dig that.
It felt kind of normal to me. I feel like that's how all movie screens should be.
I wish. We've had some shitty theaters. The old Strasbourg Theater. Do you remember that?
No, not really. There was two, though.
What do you mean? There was one before the last one?
No, I think there was like two theaters in the mall at the same time.
Oh, I don't know about that. Like, I remember where Cinemark used to be. There, like, it wasn't Cinemark. It was a different movie theater.
Yeah, there was two theaters in there, unless they weren't open at the same time.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It was all the way on the other side by, like, by JCPenney or something.
Yeah, I think it was right
I
by
know what you're talking about. You're right. I think, like, the one side played, like, 3D movies and stuff. I don't know. But yeah, that old theater, that was some garbage. It was, like, the type of theater where everything was flat, you know? Like, the seats were not... It wasn't, like, a decline. It was, like, just, like, a room. And I hated that. It was probably at, like, a 5-degree angle, you know?
I get what you're saying. There was no, like...
You were...
I don't know how to describe it. No, like, staircase system of seated rows.
Exactly. It was just like a wheelchair could go up and down the whole row. Which, like, I don't...
Whack.
I mean...
Regal has some rooms like that.
Yeah, that's what sucks about Regals. You never know.
We should go to Regal just for the nostalgia of it one time.
I want
to
go and try out the RPX... theater.
That's their IMAX.
It's what they, yeah, I guess it's pretty much, it's their XD. It's just a better audio, better, bigger screen, maybe better quality. Kind of confused on what's their gimmick, but yeah, we should go there next time we see a movie.
Damn straight.
But before we get to Shazam, we're gonna talk, it's up to you, how about you choose? We could either talk about Dragon Ball Super first, or we can talk about the trailers we saw.
I don't even remember the trailers we saw.
I wrote them down, and they're going to click when I say them.
You wrote them down.
I wrote down the ones that I remember.
I didn't see anything that amazing.
Out of trailers, you mean?
Out of trailers.
All right, so we'll talk about trailers first. So the first trailer that we walked in on is Dora the Explorer.
It was
Yeah, it honestly looked so cheesy, like, I couldn't even really handle it, but I'm thinking
now,
about it.
That's a child's movie.
Exactly. Think about the last action kids movie that has been out, like a PG. This might even be G, but it's probably PG. There was a lot of violence, but I'm not into it, but it seemed good. It seemed like a treasure hunting adventure movie.
I would watch it.
Like, we can check it out, but it's going to be so... The whole trailer was so cheesy. But, hey, I'm not knocking on it. It seems okay.
I'll give it a chance, see how it turns out. I'll judge it as a child's movie.
I think it was called Dora and the City of Gold. I think that was the title. I don't remember exactly.
I hope she pulls out the map.
Yeah, right.
You dropped something.
Yeah, I did.
That could be a very important piece of information.
It is. It's episode 5 of the Max and Lou Show. Follow us at maxandlou@gmail.com. So the second trailer we saw was Secret Life of Pets 2, which wasn't really a trailer. It was more of a character introduction or a character trailer.
Yeah, it was kind of short.
Yeah, like the way that they introduced it. Well, not introduced. The way they what outroduced it. I don't know. Like it said to. It's like click here to see. Or no, it's like keep an eye out for more character trailers because the whole thing was centered around the bunny from the first movie. And I don't remember his name. I've seen the movie plenty of times. No idea. Do you remember?
Have
you
seen never it? Saw it.
You never saw it.
Nope.
Okay. Well, he was the villain of the first one, and by the end of the movie, like, you know, that girl that was dressing him up adopted him. So, like, he's like a superhero dressed up as a superhero, I guess. It's not going to be what the movie's about. If it
Next.
Is, I wish it would. Yeah, I mean, there was nothing interesting about it. Very little interesting about it. The next one, I know this is not what it's called, but I think you'll remember they showed the name of this movie for about 1 second. And like it was the way that it came in, it faded in and then disappeared. I could not even finish reading what it was called. It's called, I think it's called All the Sun and Stars, or The Sun is All Stars. It's the one about falling in love in a day.
It was called The Sun is Just Another Star.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, it involved... That,
I was like, I'm like 90% on it.
Okay. It involved sun and stars. I know that for sure. But
pretty sure it was called The Sun is Just Another Star, or The Sun is Also a Star, something like that.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie.
Maybe The Sun is a Star, too. That sounds kind of stupid.
The Sun is a Star as well. But it seemed, I'm not going to lie, when it comes to romantic movies that are not romantic comedies... It seemed okay, you know? It was like the concept of this guy bumping into a girl, and she asked what he's writing about, and he said poems, and she's like, what do you write about? I bet it's love. And he said, not all of it. She's like, I don't believe in love. So literally, that's how it starts, and then it's him saying, I bet I can make you fall in love with me in a day. And she said, you have 1 hour.
Yeah, it looks all right.
It's super cheesy, and I mean, well, not cheesy. That's wrong. Super mushy. It's a very, very love movie.
She winds up moving. It gets sad, you know.
That's the whole thing. Yeah, that's what the premise is that after the hour, she's like, she's in love.
I think it was a day, not an hour.
Well, half of the trailer was like a day, an hour. It was after the karaoke and stuff. And then she was like, I can't. Like after they kissed, she's like, I can't. My family are moving away tomorrow. And
no, I think they spent like the whole day together before
well,
that.
Well, that was the, no, because that then he says... All we have left is this day.
They did a lot of shit, dude. I think they did more stuff than it would take an hour to do.
Well, no, because they went out to eat, and then they went karaoke.
That right there is like over an hour.
I mean, if they spent 30 minutes on each.
I think they did more shit in the trailer.
All right, I agree. But who knows? Maybe it's real time. An hour is what they do. They just follow them around. But it didn't seem great. But keep an eye out for it if you like sappy romantic movies. And the only other one I remember is Detective Pikachu. We've seen that trailer multiple times now, but I figure we could talk a little bit about it.
I fuck with it.
I fuck with it. Yeah, I'm still trying to get used to Ryan Reynolds being the voice of Pikachu. That's super weird for me. It's just, I know the actor. If you don't know the actor, I guess it wouldn't matter, but like I just hear Deadpool the whole time. Like I just hear it. It feels like a parody almost, but... The Pokemon look fucking great.
I'm excited. It looks interesting. Good modern twist on Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean it's a mystery movie. It's a call it Mystery Dungeons, why don't you?
So he's still trying to solve the case that he was trying to solve when he died, right?
Who died?
Pikachu.
Pikachu didn't die?
Yeah, he was a detective. And he woke up as Pikachu. And he's still trying to solve the case that he was trying to solve when he was a human.
Are you sure?
I think that's what's going on.
The way it made it seem was that he was a detective and he was Pikachu and that was it. And for some reason, only this kid can hear him.
No, because he woke up and he didn't know, like, it says he didn't know how he got into Pikachu's body or anything.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I've never realized that.
Yeah, it's like the first thing he says is that, like, he has no memory except that he was left with the name. That was it. I think it's because he woke up with that hat with the dude's name in it or some shit like that.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, now I'm wondering if he has amnesia as, like, a Pokemon. I for some reason, I feel like it's not a human in a Pokemon's body. I really don't think they did that. You can look it up. I definitely think he did get. He said that he just remembers waking up with the hat with the name of the kid's dad, and that's the only reason they have a tie together.
That's what's it called?
Detective Pikachu. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems kind of interesting. I'm surprised that they're grabbing a lot of the Pokemon. You know, not just first gen. They're grabbing. I don't know. Greninja was in there. I saw Greninja. I mean, Mewtwo. That's kind of crazy that they're throwing Mewtwo in there. But
yeah, I wonder what that's going to have to do with
that. Has to be a huge story. Like, I feel like they shouldn't have revealed that, because I feel like that's a huge moment, is when, like, Mewtwo would get revealed. But that just makes me hope that they have something better planned to reveal. But what the fuck? Like, if you really, what Pokemon would be better to be surprised with than Mewtwo? So, I don't know. I feel like they used a lot of their ammo for the trailer.
Okay, so this is what it says. In the Pokemon universe, Ace Private Eye Harry Goodman goes mysteriously missing, prompting his 21-year-old son, Tim, to find out what happened. Aiding in the investigation is Harry's former Pokemon partner, Detective Pikachu.
All right, leave it at that. I don't want no spoilers.
A hilariously wisecracking, adorable super sleuth. Super sleuth, is that the word?
Yeah, I think so. Is that like UE?
EU?
EU, yeah.
Sleuth? Super. Is that how you spell sly?
S-L-Y?
No. No. What? Super sleuth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Who is a puzzlement even to himself. I'll leave it at that.
Alright. Alright, so it was the assistant of the detective.
Maybe he was just, like, really drunk the night before, and that's why he doesn't remember anything.
Could just be, you know why he doesn't remember? Because if he did, there'd be no movie. Because, you know, I'm sure he's going to get, like, all of his memory back toward the end of the movie. Be like, oh my god, I know where your dad is. We locked him in on the roof. Hangover one. Like, but I'm excited to see that. It seems cool. A live-action Pokemon movie. It's going to be the first of many, I am sure. But that's really all the trailers that we saw.
That's not episode 5.
What? This?
Yeah.
It is.
This is Dragon Ball Super right on it.
Episode 5
of Dragon Ball Super. I thought it was our episode 5. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, I just said that to promote the Max and Lou show. Follow us at maxandlou@gmail.com. We're on Spotify. Okay, I'm done.
So I can watch more now?
Well, yeah. I mean, the question is if you want to
keep... All right, sorry, guys. We got to end this podcast right now.
Well, nice. So, all right. I guess we'll go from trailers to Dragon Ball Super.
Wow.
I mean, I needed to remember some shit,
you took
dude.
Notes of every episode.
Yeah, buddy. This is some serious shit. Like, it would be like, well, it was good. You know? Like, we have to talk a bit. So, the first episode... all right. I guess we need a little bit of an intro. If you guys don't like anime, I don't know. Too bad, unfortunately. We decided to continue the Dragon Ball saga. And Dragon Ball Super came out in 2015. I don't know when Dragon Ball Z ended. But it takes place... Did you find out? Did you end up looking how soon after the Buu saga it takes place?
No.
It's less than a year, though, right?
I think so.
All right. Within. So it's like within a year after the Buu saga. So it's not even like anything crazy. You can jump into it after watching Dragon Ball Z and just like it feels very natural in a way, but a lot's different. They saved the world. Everything's good. And for some reason, Goku's no longer a superhero. No one knows that Super Saiyans exist because I guess that was a wish that they had. They bring everyone back and no memory of the Earth being attacked. Who knows? So the hero for defeating the aliens was, I thought his name was Hercules.
It's Hercule.
But that's not his name in the show.
His name is Hercule, but he has that like, stage name as Mr. Satan.
Yeah, you're right, Mr. Satan. I was like, Mr. Satan, I didn't...
He used to wear a helmet. He used to wear, like, a whole helmet and, like, outfit.
Oh, my God, that's him. Okay, that makes sense. I've seen, you know, in the games, you can play as Hercule... as well as Mr. Satan. I didn't realize they were two separate people. Because I wasn't a huge fan of the show. I've watched plenty of them, and I've played a lot of the games.
Do you remember when Gohan was a superhero?
When, oh, he had like that bug helmet.
Yeah, do you remember his name? You can play him in the games too.
Yeah, you can. I don't.
The Great Saiyaman.
I didn't remember that. The Great Saiyaman.
Yep.
I dig it. So pretty much it introduces the show saying it's been this long since the Buu saga, and then it just shows Goku as a radish farmer,
which is
I dig.
It was pretty funny.
It's like he settled down, but he wasn't happy, you
and
know?
He makes Goten run the tractor for him while he just fucking like throws some punches and kicks.
Yeah, like he needed to train. He was like, "All right, jump on the thing." And he just starts like sweeping and like destroying the ground, really. But yeah, so after like showing that he's a radish farmer, they kind of like introduced us to who our new villain would be. And his name is Beerus, and he
That's
is
Lord Beerus.
You're very, very correct. He's Lord Beerus the Destroyer. And he is what do they call them? Cuz King Kai is one as well. What are they?
Deities.
So yeah, so Lord Beerus the Destroyer is pretty much is it a Siamese cat, right? Those are the skinless cats. So it's pretty much a purple skinless cat that is it looks like an Egyptian god in a way, but it's just this awesome being that's stronger than anything that's ever happened yet in Dragon Ball Z by so much, because we'll get into just how strong he is. You do too much vape. I told you that it's like it's not burning right. You feel it, I'm sure.
All right, so
it after introducing us to this character, and the way they introduced him was,
we don't need to go through all these episodes.
We don't, but like we at least need to talk about the villain.
You're right.
He seems strangely motivated by food.
He's extremely strong. He's basically one of the strongest beings in the universe.
Yeah, he apparently, like, with, like, this, the, I don't know, he just swipes his finger and it slices a planet in half. And, like, it's just, he's a whole lot to deal with. And he finds out through a dream or a premonition, whatever you want to call it, that there is a being who can give him, like, a competition. It didn't even say a being stronger than him, just, like, a being that could, like, match him. And it took him 3 goddamn episodes to remember in all this, and he had to talk to an oracle, and I looked up, it's an oracle fish, is literally his name. He has a vision about Super Saiyan God, and he doesn't even know what a Super Saiyan is, let alone, you know, we don't know what Super Saiyan God is, so whatever, he goes out searching for Goku. But it's kind of cool, because it kind of takes off because of Mr. Satan getting all this money for winning. Oh, we're not winning, for saving the world, really. And he gets 100 million zenny, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, and he was like, well, I'll take, how much is that compared to, and what was he like? He was like, 1,000 yenny. It's like, well, I guess that's 1,000 times more than 1,000 yenny. He's like, what? He's like, and he's going crazy, and he gives that to Goku. And when he gives that to Goku, he gives it to his wife, Bulma, right? Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Fuck, it's Bulma. Bulma is what? That's Vegeta's wife? Yeah, see, I gotta get caught up. What's her name?
Chi-Chi.
But yeah, so Goku shows all the money to Chi-Chi, and he's like, does this mean I can go train with King Kai now? And that's how it kind of kicks off, is that he just teleports to King Kai's world and starts fucking training and fucking killing it. I don't know. Do you want to talk about Vegeta at all?
I don't know what to really say. I mean, I thought you just wanted to talk about episode 5 because you had episode 5 written down, but you have every single episode written down.
Well, I figured we could like, I mean, I just wanted, if we, in case we were like, not know remembering shit that was happening, I wrote shit down. We don't have to go like beat for beat.
I feel like every episode has been like a filler episode up until now. They've been taking so much time. I mean, 5 episodes before Goku and Beerus meet, that's a little.
I 100% agree. Maybe 3 would make sense.
I don't know how they're gonna drag this out for 130 episodes.
Well, I can only assume that he defeats Beerus before then. and that there's beings that are worse than him, and he's just like, he's a destroyer. I guess the whole concept is that, like, he doesn't have, like, any good, I don't know, all villains don't have good morals, so I don't even know what I'm talking about. But, I don't know, Vegeta's still a prick. That's all I really wanted to talk about, is that, like, my God, he's just, he has a family, but just, he's just, you know, arms crossed, looking the other way, and, like, there's a lot of tiebacks to the old show. That's what I liked, was that he promised Trunks that, like, if Trunks could hit him, right? Mm-hmm. I think that was all it was. If Trunks could hit him, he would take him to an amusement park. And instead of doing that, he took him to this resort. And, like, Vegeta just hated it the whole time. And literally, during this resort trip, he's like, he just gets really mad and he leaves so he could go train. Because he's just, like, there's no way that Kakarot could be stronger than me. Like, he's so, like, motivated by power.
I think they're, like, over-dramatizing Dragon Ball Z in this show. But I could be wrong because I haven't seen Dragon Ball Z in a long time. But
yeah, they make Goku seem more of an idiot than he always has been. They make Vegeta seem way more of an asshole and way more stern than he used to be. And, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's very dramatic. The way that King Kai, like, he just screams. All he does is scream. And, like, he's, like, and his voice is so weird, too. Like I don't even know how to explain the way his voice sounds. It's like, you know, it's like.
That was his voice.
Yeah, it's so crazy to just hear him scream all the time. And Goku's just destroying his fucking world training, just dragging all this shit across. But, yeah, I guess we can jump right to episode 5. Actually, before we do that, because I thought it was really, and I don't know where it's going to go, but Bulma's birthday party and how there is this bingo game and the number one prize is all 7 Dragon Balls. What the fuck? How did she get all the Dragon Balls for one? Two, who's going to win and what are they going to do with it? I'm very curious. That's like, right now that's like a cliffhanger that I'm looking forward to.
What's his face is on the boat trying to steal them too.
Is he from anything?
Yeah, he's from the original show.
Oh, shit. I didn't know. I thought they were just introducing him as someone who's, I don't know. He's like a little green alien guy.
He's blue.
Oh, he's blue?
I'm pretty sure his name is Lord Pilaf.
Lord Pilaf. Oh, yeah. Oh, I did write that shit down, actually. Yeah, it's Lord Pilaf, and then he had like a dog and like a little girl.
It's like a dog in like a rabbit costume.
Yeah, Pilaf, Mai, and the talking dog named Shao. And yeah, what do they call it? Because he didn't say it out loud, but I remember them from the games. The thing that can see where the Dragon Balls are. It's like
I think he said it out loud.
Is it like a Dragon Radar?
Yeah, the Dragon Ball Radar.
Okay, and yeah, he sees that all 7 are in one spot moving toward him, so he ends up going on the boat. But I'm really curious what's gonna happen with that. It's very interesting.
Especially because Beerus is on his way to Earth right now, too.
The next episode, I know the title of it, so it really makes it seem like Vegeta is going to fight him.
Oh, God.
Which, yeah, that's not going to be a good thing, because let's talk about that a little bit. Goku is the strongest person, the strongest thing that we've seen in the show, right? He's the strongest being. Well, is he stronger than Broly?
I think so. He defeated him.
That's fair.
But I think there are other legendary Super Saiyans that appear in this series.
That'd be dope. Like, new Saiyans?
Yeah.
All right, I dig that. But, like, yeah, we know him as being the strongest motherfucker that you can imagine.
Well, he is impressive. I mean, his fight with Beerus even said, like, he's one of the strongest warriors he's ever seen.
Yeah.
And Goku's Kamehameha can blast right through a planet. It does while they're fighting.
All right, yeah, because, like, he wasn't impressed because he couldn't sense the power level when he wasn't Super Saiyan, right?
Yeah.
And all that shit. So, like, Super Saiyan 1, he was like, all right, it's a little bit higher. Super Saiyan 2 really didn't impress him much at all, like, less than Super Saiyan 1. And then when he hit Super Saiyan 3, he was like, oh, my. He's like, there's a chance.
I feel like it was kind of silly for them to go through all the Super Saiyan stages, too.
Yeah, I feel like he should have just jumped straight to 3. But, I don't know. I guess because of the start of a new show, it was a lot about saying this is one, and this is my power with one. And then two is like, and that's the thing. Isn't one offense, two defense, and then three offense, defense?
I don't know. I don't know what he meant when he was talking about that.
Yeah, it was. It seemed confusing to me. But point is, in Super Saiyan 3, Beerus, what? Like, he hit him twice, and that was it. Goku immediately went back into his original form. And
he, like, broke his shoulder.
Yeah, he absolutely fucked him up. And then he was like, okay, that was... all right, let's leave. So now they're on their way to Earth. But, I don't know. God damn, he was strong.
That's why I don't know how this is going to go down. This is going to be absolutely silly.
It would have to mean that Super Saiyan God...
How does Goku even get there? I need to know.
It's gonna... What's that time chamber called?
The hyperbolic time chamber?
Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna involve that.
No. He needs to tap into his inner strength like he never has before.
Well, alright, the fact was he never knew there was something past. Which means he also never tried. So, that's all he needed was knowing that and like, well, he's also stupid. He was like, is this a Super Saiyan we don't know about called Super Saiyan God? But, you know, he's figuring out that he can probably do that. So, yeah, with some training, I'm sure he's going to pull it off. Maybe that's what the fucking, the Dragon Balls. Maybe, like, that's what happens. Like, he's about to fucking destroy the shit, and they're like, they wish for Goku to be a fucking god. I don't know.
Well, I want to find out.
Yeah, so I guess we'll talk a little bit more about it next time we watch it. But, Dragon Ball Super, check it out if you like the original show. If not, then, you know, screw you guys, because that original show is actually pretty decent. I did enjoy it. I am still a little confused with Trunks and Goten. And, like, alright. And Gohan with his glasses, and he's just apparently now, like, a scholar. I don't really understand.
Like, he just studies.
Yeah, like, alright, so is Goten...
for what?
Is Goten his son?
No, it's his brother.
Oh, it's his brother? Okay, that makes sense, I guess.
That's Goku's other son.
And Gohan doesn't have, like, a significant other, right?
Videl, his wife.
That is his wife?
Yeah, remember they got him the wedding gift?
Oh, yeah, you're right. They were, like, they were going to, yeah, they were going, like, yeah, they were going to look at, like, perfume and rings and shit, and they were just flying around, and everyone was like, oh, my God, flying kids, because they don't know Super Saiyans exist. But, I don't know, it seems fun. There's a lot of callbacks. Like, I guess that's, like, the last thing I want to mention is that, like, there's a lot of callbacks of how Beerus was involved in the story, that he was the one, I'm trying to remember now. Well, he was the one that trapped Elder Kai in the Z-Sword. He made the dinosaurs disappear, apparently. And what was the last? There was one more thing that he did. And he sent Frieza. He was the one who ordered Frieza to come and, I don't know, destroy Earth? Was that his goal?
The Saiyan's planet. Planet Vegeta.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. So I don't know. Beerus has a big role. Oh, and he was the one that, I didn't even say this to you last time we talked about it, but, like, he was the one who made King Kai's planet so small.
Was he?
Like, he said that. He was like, oh, are you sure you want to bring me food? Because if I don't like it, I could make your planet even smaller than, I did before. And he's like, maybe the size of that shed. And he was like, no, don't do that. Like, remember that?
No.
That was in episode 5. Yeah, it was, So he's an absolutely ridiculous being, and I will never remember that other guy's name that's helping him, but he's like, imagine like a servant that can move faster than anything in the universe, and he's just helping Beerus get around the universe. But yeah, Dragon Ball Z, Super, no, just Dragon Ball Super, no Z. Check it out. But now we're going to talk a little bit about Shazam. So it is going to be pretty damn spoiler heavy. So if you are not interested in listening to any spoilers, just let us know. Let us know at fucking Gina. But just, I guess skip about 10 minutes ahead. So at the 40 minute mark, we will no longer be talking about Shazam.
Possibly.
Possibly. I mean, at the 40-minute mark, I'll have to let him know, I guess. But, so, you were saying you thought it could be better, right?
Definitely could have been better.
So, you did enjoy it. You know, we talked a little bit on the way here. You had a good time, but what could have been better besides maybe amount of action? Because that seems like, well, that was your whole thing, right? Not enough action?
Yeah, I don't think there was enough action. I don't think they showed his superpowers enough. I don't think there was enough explaining of the lore either.
Oh, yeah, the lore made no... Well, yeah, and that's funny because they spent so much time on it, too, and none of it is really understandable. We just think, okay, wizard, that's it, just wizard giving powers.
It's kind of silly how, like, it got to the point where the wizard waited all this time for the right person to give his powers to, and he just had to give them to whoever.
Yeah, he was being so picky. Not only did he make a villain by being so fucking picky, he had to give it to a little fucking foster kid who was a thief and a rebel. Like, and you know what? I'm being honest. Maybe he was, because think about it. He said to him, I am not a good person. I don't think there's anyone on this earth who is a good person. I feel like that's, I don't know. I feel like that right there was almost like enough, but that wasn't the reason. He just said, I'm sorry, you're all I have left. I liked the introduction on how they tricked us with how the movie starts, with the kid going and seeing the wizard first. I don't know, pretty much I was assuming that this little kid going up to a wizard in the beginning of the movie, which obviously wasn't the main character we saw from the trailers, I assumed that was going to be the wizard, the new wizard, I guess, who would grow old and eventually give the powers to this other kid. But it just turns out that that little kid wasn't worthy. I don't remember why. Why wasn't he worthy?
Because he failed the test.
Oh, with the orb. Yeah. I guess, yeah, he could have had the option of getting the powers of Shazam, but he said, first you have to prove you are worthy, or you have, like, a righteous mind, or whatever it was. Like, you are a good enough person to not take the temptation of this orb. He looks over and sees the orb, and then it's being all creepy. And it's just like, it's like, we will give you power. Take the orb. And, like, he touches it, and then I guess his name's Shazam, right? It's just, that's his name. Shazam says, okay, you're not worthy, and sends him back to his car. And that is the origin story of our supervillain, who is now motivated by this power. And he spends the next, I don't know, how long do you think? 30 years? Probably?
Probably like 40. He was old and bald.
Just trying to find out how to get back there. And it's kind of ridiculous that he did find a way. The explanation of, like, it repeated 7 times. I thought that was a little silly. If it would have been, like, an extra symbol, I would have been cool with it. But they're like, no, they repeated the sequence this many times. Like, all right, okay. And that chick disintegrating, it was stupid. I think that they had this, no explanation. And, like, I don't know if you heard the guy behind us, but, like, the super ghetto guy behind us, like, the second that girl disintegrated from touching the door, and then the main villain goes to open the door and he opens it, the guy was like, why would you touch that? Why would you touch that? Because, like, yeah, you just watched a girl fucking disintegrate. Why is he like, okay, yeah, let's do it?
He's desperate for power.
I mean, that's fair. He would have rather died there than never get the power, I guess. But, how did you like the acting?
I thought the acting was swell. It was overall a good movie.
Because, like, it's very, I feel like it's hard to get good kid actors. So,
they mushed the whole family thing, though. I feel like it was also, like, rushed.
Yeah.
Like, they had some sibling moments, but it was all kind of rushed.
I didn't expect all the siblings. The trailer, I don't think, showed anyone except that crippled kid. And his name is Freddy? Really? Oh, I got it right. So the crippled kid's Freddy, and he's super into superheroes. Just came out weird. Super into superheroes. And he pretty much ends up training Billy, right? I'm just going to, like, I'm going to end all these names with a question mark. Do you remember any of the other kids' names?
Wasn't her name Martha? Martha?
Oh, the older one.
And Pedro.
Pedro, okay.
And wasn't the Asian kid Oscar?
Jesus, all right. That's all of them, right? Oh, and then there's a little girl.
If that was his name, I don't know if that was his name.
Is a little girl Lily?
That sounds like a little girl name.
But yeah, so there's like a very young African-American girl, and she's like the youngest of the bunch, I think. And then the next oldest is probably like a year or two older than her, and it's this little Asian kid who's super into video games. Then I guess the next up would be Freddy, who's the cripple. Then it's Pedro, who's a very obese Spanish guy. And then there is, what do you say, Martha? And she's just another white person, and she's in college. She honestly was like the least interesting of the bunch.
She's applying to college.
Yeah, well, yeah, in the beginning. So, yeah, you're right. They kind of, they introduce the family pretty well, but he kind of hated it.
There was,
it.
Like, no character development with the family.
Yeah, they're only Freddy.
It was all just rushed. Even his and Freddy's relationship was kind of rushed.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, I mean, a lot of that was, like, Freddy's attitude was just, like, he just, from the moment he saw him, it was just nonstop talking and being weird and creepy. But, like, that was his personality, is that he's just a weird kid. But I feel you with the Asian kid, Pedro, and Martha, like, all of them for almost the entire movie had no development. Lily ended up finding out that he was Shazam. So, like, I don't know. I liked her role. I liked the fact that she was keeping the secret. That was literally her plot line, was keeping her mother fucking mouth shut because she wanted to be a good sister. That was really clever, and I liked that. It was really cute, too. On how, like, when, like, I don't know, I guess we're going to progress a little bit through it. But, like, how did you feel about them, like, the whole testing, trying to figure out what powers he had?
I don't remember much of it.
Well, like, they were trying to find out what powers he had. So, like, the first one was strength, right? No, first one was flight.
Was it flight?
Yeah. Because, like, it was before they went to that warehouse. It was, like, when they just were by the side of the house.
Yeah.
And, like, and, you know, I just realized that. Two times he tried, and he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Why? Because he didn't believe, right?
That's the thing. I don't know. Like, it was such a strange movie. Like, he just started accidentally figuring out his powers.
Yeah, I mean, the way that Freddy worded that exact thing, he said, like, the great philosopher, I don't know, Einstrom, blah, 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 said that 60% of finding your power is believing. And, like, it sounded like a stupid, like, super shitty, cheesy thing to just say, but I guess that actually became a huge part of it, that he didn't believe he could fly until that guy dropped him from, like, space, pretty much. And he was like, all right, I believe I can fly. I can fly. And he's just trying. And, like, eventually he does, which is kind of weird that he didn't do it earlier.
It was like some of the powers came to him naturally and some of them didn't. And as I was saying before, there's no way he was, like, using his full potential throughout this movie. And that kind of upset me because he should have totally, like, been able to unleash his full power.
The weird thing that I thought was kind of strange, I understand him not knowing what powers he has, because you wouldn't know until it happens. Like, when the guys shoot him up, you know, and, like, the guy shoots him, the bullet doesn't hit him, and then he hands the gun back to him so they could get a good video of him blocking the bullets. And then, honestly, it was so stupid, but it was funny how Freddy's like, wait, we don't know if your suit is bulletproof or if you're bulletproof. Shoot him in the face! Like, and the CGI is pretty cool, too, I'm not gonna lie. Like, you saw his skin, like, getting pushed in with each bullet, and he's like, ugh, ugh. And he's like, it tickles. But, I don't know. There's a lot of...
I didn't really like that part because the villains didn't point the guns at the kid.
Yeah, but the kid wasn't a threat.
Still, I mean, they didn't really know that he was a threat right away either.
Yeah, but, like, look at him.
You would have thought that, like, they would have had guns pointed at both of them or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then, well, I don't know. If you're in front of a super... Well, I mean, hopefully you're not robbing a store. But if you're robbing a store and a superhero's in front of you, well, that is a smart thing. You're right.
But, like, how do you know, like, what the hell a superhero is? Like, up until that point, nobody knew any of that shit existed.
No. Superman and Batman exists.
But they don't know that.
What do you mean? The bad guys?
Yeah.
No, they were known about. He has the Batarang. He had a bullet that hit Superman. When they were going through the toy store, there were Superman and Batman toys. And it was like, I'm Batman. Remember that? Like,
those aren't real.
What do you mean? In the end of the movie, Superman walks in.
No.
Why are you don't realize that it's a part of the DCU?
That's silly.
You think this is its own universe?
Those guys can't exist with him.
They do, though.
No.
What do you mean? Well, like, they do.
It wasn't a real Batarang.
What?
It was a replica.
Yeah, but they caught... No. He said it was a real one. It was sharp. It even cut the bad guy.
No, he said it was a replica.
Okay, but they used the word Batarang. And they say Superman. And I'm surprised, though. Those are the only two.
It was a fake bullet.
Bubba, I gotta let you know, this is a part of the DC cinematic universe. Superman and Batman exist.
It was a fake bullet.
Moving on.
They gotta make a movie with them then.
Well, technically, yeah. I'm curious if it'll be in, let's say, the next Justice League.
So where the fuck was Superman to help Shazam?
I don't even know where he lives. That's the only thing I didn't really understand.
Where's Batman to help him out?
Probably Gotham City.
Where are these guys at, man?
They were in their respective towns and cities where they live.
They should have known that there was evil going on.
I mean, yeah, right?
Especially Superman. Come on.
He doesn't have a spider sense, though.
But he can hear everything on Earth.
I guess you're right. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, if you really think. That's how almost any Marvel movie is, too. It's like, okay, let's say, I don't even know, Doctor Strange. Well, Doctor Strange is weird because it's separate realms. But, like, there's a lot of movies where it's like, well, why didn't other heroes go and help? Because it's... would have just made the movie way easier. Would have solved the problem way quicker.
Would have made the movie more interesting.
Well, and it really does make me wonder, do you think Superman could have took him down with the seven deadly sins inside of him?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where my mind's at, is the difference of strength between Shazam and Superman.
Shazam might be as strong if he could access his full power. But Superman would have knocked the deadly sins out of that body, dude. He would just, boom, out of you.
Do you want to, like... I know this will be more spoilers than the movie, but do you want to look up what powers Shazam has and to see if there's any that they didn't reveal in this movie?
Let's get it on the Max and Lou show.
Oh, we're still talking about it, and it's 43 minutes.
Exactly.
All right.
Find us at gmail.
Just find us at Gmail. We're there. All right. Well, apparently we're going to keep talking about this.
So get this. Shazam's story.
Oh, boy.
Apparently Shazam's name is also Captain Marvel.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
So I'm going to read this short paragraph here, and this is what we're going to have for now. Shazam informs Billy that he is an ancient Egyptian wizard who has been using his powers for many centuries to fight the forces of evil, but that he is now old and not long for this world. He therefore passes along part of his power to Billy, who shouts his name, Shazam, to transform into Captain Marvel / Shazam. Although Shazam is killed as prophesied by a giant granite block falling on him, Billy / Captain Marvel / Shazam can summon the ghost of Shazam for guidance by lighting a special brazier. appraiser, whatever. In Shazam's lair, the Rock of Eternity. More superheroes soon join the superhero Shazam in carrying on the legacy of the wizard Shazam, including Shazam family members Mary Marvel and Captain Marvel Jr. Shazam tells that once, 5,000 years before, he gave powers to Black Adam, but Black Adam was killed while turning back into his regular self. He died due to his advanced age.
Oh, they mentioned that when he grabbed Billy, he said that I did transfer my power once, and that was like during all that weird, I don't even know what you would call it, when he was using the magic to show the past, and he said, I did do this once, but he used it for evil. That, I guess that was Black Adam. So, cool, all right.
And then it says origin. When Billy first meets him, Shazam tells Billy that his name is Acronym.
Acronym?
Yeah. For six ancient heroes. His name is Acronym for six ancient heroes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait, so then there wasn't seven. There was six.
Okay.
Each letter empowers him with certain attributes. Shazam. S, the wisdom of Solomon. H, the strength of Hercules. A, the stamina of Atlas. Z, the power of Zeus. A, the courage of Achilles. And M, the speed of Mercury.
And he says that when he transfers the powers. When, like, right after he says Shazam, he says all of that. I was so confused when, like, yeah, that was him transferring the powers. So that's so weird.
Originally, the wizard's name was Shazamo, the last letter standing for the hero of magic, Augur. However, Augur became corrupt and tried to take power from Shazamo. The wizard defeated Augur and cursed him to live in the world of mortals. He was given cloven hooves as a sign of his inner evil and could cast each magic spell only once. Shazamo then dropped the last letter of his name.
And so there was seven.
Then there's more shit.
So you're not wrong. There were seven chairs, and it used to be Shazamo. That would have been so much worse. Can you imagine he had to scream that every time to transform?
Yeah, there's, like, more to this. I'd like to read it all. It seems pretty in-depth.
I mean, whatever you think sounds interesting, I do want to... We better get to his powers. I want to know exactly what Shazam can do. Because,
I feel like these are his powers. Wisdom, strength, stamina, power, courage, and speed.
Yeah, but, like, all right, the speed and power... But, like, the flight and electricity and, like, stuff like that, invulnerability, I don't know if that would have been put there, but pretty much, like, there's very specific things that he can do that would go past that, you know? Like, flight. Flight isn't really there. I guess you could say that's speed, but he has super speed.
These are his abilities. I'm going to read them. Wisdom of Solomon... which is enhanced intellect, omniscience, knowledge and focus of the gods, strength of Hercules, superhuman strength, okay. Stamina of Atlas, superhuman stamina, invulnerability, superhuman durability, superhuman endurance.
Yeah, because like he wasn't getting tired, you know.
Power of Zeus, power over unlimited lightning, immortality, electricity generation and manipulation, lightning/electricity absorption, creation of electrical force fields.
Immortality?
Yeah, Zeus is immortal. He's a god.
Does that mean Shazam's immortal?
Basically, he just has to pass his powers on, no?
Holy shit. He's immortal?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he is, like, gonna give Superman a run for his money.
Courage of Achilles. Indomitable will. Speed of Mercury. Superhuman speed. Teleportation via the Rock of Eternity.
Alright, so he can... So as far as that... Does that mean he can pretty much only teleport to the lair? That's what I'm assuming.
It must be.
Yeah, because he can teleport to and from the lair, but I guess... Well, that's the interesting thing. He technically can teleport anywhere. He just has to think about where to go while he's in the lair, which is why he popped up in that strip club when they teleported. But I think like an interesting part of this movie was how family themed it was. You know, like a lot about the moral was, you know, you choose what your family is, you know, and like a home, like that was a big part of it, was that like a home isn't a home until you say it's a home. Oh my God.
His name is Mr. Mind.
I don't even, oh, I can't even with it.
That's his one of his arch enemies.
This is a caterpillar. Yeah, guys. So, a caterpillar is Shazam's worst enemy. Just, you heard it here first. Apparently, the end scene, or what, mid-credit scene, was showing that this caterpillar, what's its name?
Mr. Mind.
It's this caterpillar that apparently gave Shazam his powers, or at least that's what it really came off as, what this caterpillar was saying. And he's going to give power, probably, to the bad guy from this movie. And, like, I'm curious if that somehow brings back Black Adam. Because Black Adam is apparently, like, what makes Shazam such a good story. That's what everyone was saying online. But, are you excited for the announced Shazam 2?
I'm excited.
Because, I want to see him with other heroes, but I had a good time with this. Like, I know I said, like, what did I say? I said top three or something, or top five, or it was like one of my favorite movies.
You said it was one of your favorite superhero movies.
It was, it's because it was how much fun it was. And I can't say, like, it was one of the best visually, which, I mean, I guess technically, but I don't know. If we're comparing it to, like, Guardians 2 and Doctor Strange and, like, Infinity War, like, there's some really, really good-looking other movies. But, like, when it comes to story, I don't think it did better than other movies. But, I don't know, the way it did everything it wanted to do. It pulled off the family theme. It pulled off being for kids as well as adults. That was what's super cool about it, is that I think a 30-year-old could enjoy that just as much as like an 8-year-old, even though it's PG-13, but we saw plenty of kids in that theater. What I was surprised about, they didn't use their one fuck. I was waiting for it, because, you know, every PG-13 movie, they're allowed to give one fuck. So, but you know what I do think, I don't know if it counted, but not like any of this isn't spoilers, but spoiler alert, the entire family, the entire foster care family become other Shazams. Is that how you can word that, I guess?
Wizards.
They become other wizards, and they all grow larger. When they're all facing this bad guy, the Asian kid gives the bad guy two middle fingers. So I don't know if that was their fuck for the movie.
I don't remember that.
I mean, that's what I'm telling you about the big screen, dude. It was all six of them lined up, and the Asian kid was all the way on the right, and he was just like with two middle fingers. So, like, I'm assuming that was their F-bomb. Unless I missed it. Unless they're counting fucking Santa at the end. Because I still think that was, in my opinion, there were two things that I didn't like about the movie. And it was Santa at the end. It was unnecessary. It was way too vulgar. I understand it's PG-13, but it was just potty humor. And I didn't, I like that they kept bringing him back. You know, he kept, like, when he saw the bad guy again, he was like, run! Like, he was ready before everyone else. But he just curses out on the radio station, and like it was just unnecessary in my opinion. And I don't know if you remember, but like the part where fucking Billy, right?
Which one?
The main guy.
Which one?
Shazam. It's Billy. So when he was being like drowned in the water and he got his head out, they made it like super stupid slow motion where the quality got all shitty and it was like grainy and like it looked literally reminded me of like a 90s movie of someone like turning to like look behind them in slow motion. It just it looked really, really bad. I'm sure you didn't notice, but I laughed. The second I saw it, it was supposed to be so serious of him like being able to pop his head out so he could say Shazam. And like it just came off super corny. But I don't know. A lot of the movie was like that. Almost the entire movie is corny. Jesus Christ. This whole place is just smoke rising from the floor. But I would recommend it. How would you, I don't know, you said you saw Wonder Woman, right?
I would wait till it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, it was nice visually, but it's not like a super cinematic experience where it's like, oh my God, you have to see this in IMAX, you know? It's not like you got to see it on the big screen. It's almost more of a comedy and like, I don't know, not a love movie, but like a family movie, more so than a action movie, even though there's a lot of action. I know you're saying there wasn't enough, but think about it. He got his powers and he started trying to learn what powers he had, and like in like a period of 3 minutes in this movie, he tries to stop like the one guy from stealing a purse, then he stops people from robbing a store, and then he starts practicing his powers and he's like doing all the weird shit trying to learn the new stuff. And
I feel like he could have saved more people. And he could have fucked the bad guy up a lot more.
They didn't even
let him land any good blows on the bad guy.
Just the one.
That was what I wanted to see, was him just to fucking rock that guy. And they didn't even... He was running the whole time.
Well, that was a big part, was that in the beginning, he was, I don't know, selfish about it. It wasn't about saving people. It was, hey, this is cool, I have powers. And, like, he straight up was stealing money from ATMs, which made me a little confused on why he kept on trying to get money from other people for selfies and stuff. But, like, that was kind of the aspect. It's a kid who found a way to get money. And, like, he's not a superhero. That was the whole beginning, was him having these powers and using it selfishly, not being a hero. Being, I don't even know, I forgot what Freddie said. He said that you're being a bully and a show-off, yeah.
He's being ignorant.
Yeah. And then he accidentally causes this lightning bolt to hit a bus. So even though he ended up saving the bus, it was his fault. He felt so good because he saved all these people without that, you know, consciousness realizing he fucking caused it. So a lot of it is about realizing, you know, I love Spider-Man, but it's with great power comes great responsibility. You know, like he had no responsibility with his powers. He had it and did not give a shit about saving people, really. He only remembered it every time Freddy was there to tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, stop hiding with me. You got to fight that guy. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he stands up all fucking proud with his chest out. But it's a cool moral. But it's such a kid's movie.
Yeah, I think it was really a really childish movie.
I think, like, I use these exact words to you, but it seems like a PG movie wearing PG-13 clothing. It's like, besides some really gross attacks with those seven deadly sins, like fighting that office of people, like that was pretty gruesome, you know, like that wouldn't probably fit in a PG movie.
It didn't show any blood.
Yeah. The second he bit that guy's head off, I'm like, are they going to show him headless? Any blood? Nope. They didn't show anything. They just showed like the mouth going around the head and then they like pulled away and like, you know, chomp. So
he threw the body out the window.
Yeah. It's you may, well, there was blood, because like the car crash in the beginning, his dad was just in a pool of blood. When that happened, I'm like, I kept on, the kid who was sitting in front of you was like a 7-year-old kid. And I can only imagine this was one of the most intense movies he's ever seen.
Probably not today, no.
I guess that's fair. But like if his parents were any type of good parent who wouldn't let him see like these, like it was, I felt like it was more violent than Marvel movies.
That car accident was pretty nasty.
Yeah, and like, yeah, and the
the sins attacking everyone in that office. It's it was relatively vulgar. And like, oh, in the when I we're never even gonna know his name, but when like the main bad guy hits Shazam for the first time, like, thinking Shazam was like, oh, well, I'll let you know. I'm actually, like, pretty much invincible, so you can't. And then he punches him in the face, and he flies back, and he has, like, a really bad fucking bloody nose. Like, it's just fucking everywhere. But, I don't know, guys. If you guys haven't seen the movie and you're listening, I don't know. I'm sorry, because you should see this movie. We spoiled a lot of it. But it's definitely, I don't know, I'd give it, like a 7 out of 10. If not more. I can't say much that it did wrong. Is the thing. A lot of movies I can say the pacing was bad. Like, this one did feel a little bit rushed. But think about it. That was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
It went by pretty quick. I enjoyed it. I would like to look more into Shazam.
I was surprised how long that final fight took. I felt like it was supposed to end so many times, and it kept going and going and going. And, like, I would have, like, I felt it was gonna end while they were, like, when he was giving that monologue, and he's like, I can't hear you, you're like a you're mile away. And he's like, I have the power to defeat you more. And he's like, it was pretty cool. I thought that was probably 10 minutes from the end of the movie. And no one else got the powers yet at that point, you know? Like,
yeah, they did.
Did they? Oh, they just got the powers. You're right. But still, like, that fight went on for so long.
It was kind of long.
But, I don't know. I'd recommend it. It's definitely one of the most kid-friendly super movies I've ever seen, even though it is a bit gruesome, and there are a few curse words. They're like, man, like, and his dad right in the beginning, the bad guy's dad, he's like, you ungrateful little piece of shit. Like, I'm like, damn, like, he fucking hates his kid. Like,
for no reason. He, like, loved his older son.
Yeah, it was because, and he was like, stop playing games, and it's a fucking 8-ball. My dude, like, if that was my dad, like, compare it to video games now, he would have been fucking, would have just killed his kid. It was an 8-ball. But, yeah, Shazam, check it out. The sequel has already been announced, and the same, I don't remember if it was the same director or the same writer, but someone is coming back. I'm excited. I liked it. I liked the acting. I liked how well represented the grown-ups acted like these kids, like the same personalities they were when they were kids, specifically Freddy. And I said that to you right as the movie ended. I was very impressed with how well this older actor sounded and acted, and it just was exactly like Freddy. I was very impressed by that.
We're on you, Lou.
You, Lou?
No, me, Lou.
Oh, we're on Lou.
I pulled up an article about, I don't know if I should read anything because it's about the post-credit scene. Major spoiler.
Like, wait, after the one we...
Fuck!
Did we miss one?
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Shazam does have two extra credit scenes after the credit roll.
Fuck.
Both a mid-credit scene and a post-credit scene. We're going to discuss these two extra scenes below.
All right. Well, I guess we'll talk about the post. All right, you can talk about both, but we have to know what we missed.
The mid-credit scene is the villainous doctor. His name is Thaddeus. Thaddeus Savannah.
Oh, that's the bad guy? The main bad guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's locked up in a prison cell where he spent most of his time drawing the 7 magic symbols on the walls in an attempt to gain access back to the Rock of Eternity. Then he hears voices coming from the window and sees a caterpillar-like creature, which was seen earlier in a glass container inside the Rock of Eternity. And that's Mr. Mind. The caterpillar creature is none other than Shazam comic book villain Mr. Mind.
Who would have thunk?
In the New 52 comic run Shazam is based on, Mr. Mind teams up with Savannah and worked on the Monster Society of Evil Interestingly, Black Adam, who will be played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Was that the second fucking... No way. Are you telling me that we missed an end scene credit as Dwayne The Rock Johnson as fucking Black Adam?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
You have to.
No.
How would they say that? How are they saying that it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Black Adam?
They're saying that he's going to be who's playing him. It just, I'm still in the first post-credit scene. Mr. Mind teamed up with Savannah and worked on the Monster Society of Evil. Interestingly, Black Adam, who will be played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, is in his own standalone movie.
What?
In his own yeah.
So it's there's also, a Black Adam movie coming
out. He's also a member of the group in the comics. Do we smell some kind of crossover, even though DC has just kept the whole shared universe thing to a minimum since Justice League? The second bonus scene, the post-credit one, is just for laughs. Instead of teasing another Shazam movie, this one does reference Aquaman, continuing the gag from earlier in the film where Freddy and Billy were testing out what superpowers Billy might have as Shazam. This time they're having Shazam try to talk to fish. LOL. And those are the post-credit scenes.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I don't mind missing that last one, I guess. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to be playing Black Adam. That's dope as shit. They don't even need to make him look buff, you know? You know what I mean? Like, Zachary Levi is not a buff person. They just have, like, this awesome suit on him that makes him look ridiculously buff. They don't even need to fucking do that for for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Are there pictures?
No.
So he's getting a standalone movie. That's awesome. I dig that. And the funny thing is, like, I'm not a DC fan, but I'm not a hater, you know? Like, I did like this movie a lot. I don't know. Now it's making me think I should try out Aquaman and, Wonder Woman. You said you liked Wonder Woman, so I should definitely check that out. But yeah, I guess that will be it for our show today. It's funny because it feels shorter than usual, but already well over an hour. So yeah, I do recommend checking out that movie. Even if you listen to all these spoilers and didn't see it, there's a lot we didn't say. And it's definitely worth seeing. If you guys want to follow us, we are on a bunch of different spots. Probably you're listening to us on Spotify. But if you do want to talk to us, you can reach us at maxandlou@gmail.com.
maxandloushow@gmail.com.
You're right. You're right. Don't message maxandlou@gmail.com.
It's in the description.
You're right. Just click. Yeah, don't type anything in. Just click that link. or don't. That's okay. You're listening. That's all we really care about.
Click the link I'm pointing to.
That's going to be hard. But yeah, so thanks for listening. And tune in next time we should start like...
For plenty of good stuff.
Yeah.
We still need to dedicate an episode to our trail talk.
All right, so yeah, next episode, look forward to hearing us talk about our adventures on the Appalachian Trail. There you go. We got our first cliffhanger.
Until then, sincerely, was that a pun? Because Appalachian Trail, we're on a cliff?
Yeah. Yeah, on purpose. Totally. Intentionally did that.
Sincerely, Lou.
And Max on the Max...
And Lou.
Show. Fuck yeah, dude. I dig that. Take care.